My beloved people, there is nothing in particular as far as schedule goes that needs to be pointed out in this morning's bulletin. We do want to wish you, however, you and yours, a very happy holiday coming up this week. And we hope that it will be for you and for all and those you love most a safe holiday. And that we will somehow or other be spared of whatever dire predictions are being made at the present moment, wherever and wherever. We are definitely living in interesting times, and only God in His divine mercy is going to be able to grant us the peace that we need so desperately. In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Ghost, amen. My beloved people, this morning's gospel had to do with the miraculous feeding of a lot of people. It happened another time too. And the gospel writer is very carefully points out the number of people. He very carefully points out just how much was available to feed this great number of people. And he very carefully points out that they were all fed and that they all got all they needed to eat. And then he concludes the narrative by being very careful in telling you how many fragments and scraps they had left over from just a handful of bread, a handful of loaves of bread, and a few fish. There are two other times in the Holy Gospel that speak of our Lord. And these narratives tell us of the difficulties that he had in instructing the people that if they did not eat of his flesh and drink of his blood, they would have no life in them. And these two times followed this mysterious and miraculous multiplication of loaves and fishes. My beloved people, the whole thing rests in this. That if we do not have the quality of faith to believe, woe unto us. Our entire religious observance depends entirely and absolutely on the quality of faith that we can show to God. There are those who go through life not perhaps ridiculing faith, but acting as though faith is something that we can take or leave according to my own private, personal, individual acceptance of it. That I am the one who is in charge. There are those who believe that. And there are those who, and according to their belief, act on that. And that they feel that they can take what needs to be believed and twist it around and turn it around to some self-serving way of life. As long as we walk, as our feet touch the surface of this earth, we can get away with it. And there are those that can live very happily with this disregarding way of life. It's as if the end comes for us, a realization, as it were, will become extinct the moment we shut our eyes in death. And we give little heed to the fact that as I live now, I will continue to live, and that death for me is merely stepping across a certain line, and that I will continue. In a better way, by better I don't mean more exalted necessarily, but a clearer way than I am existing now. And that actually I am not as it were, but in reality, that I am in a prison. And that this which you see and look upon imprisons me and dulls me. And makes me very awkward in the way I proceed in life. Oh, I think that I am quite good and that I've got things figured out quite well and that I understand sufficiently. But I am as a bird who is in a cage, who was born in that cage, who was reared in that cage, who eats and drinks in that cage, who thinks that he flies from one perch to the other, that he is enjoying freedom. And as far as that bird is concerned, that is freedom. And the fact that he sees all the other outside of his cage, it doesn't concern him. He doesn't bother about it. He doesn't fantasize on what must it be like to be on the other side of these bars that keep me in this particular area. I have all the freedom I need right here. I have all the pleasure I need right here. I have all the food and water that I need right here. I am totally satisfied. Poor bird. Poor, miserable, retarded, imprisoned bird. Here we are, and we think that we are enjoying things as they should be. We think we are enjoying life as we are experiencing it, little aware of the fact that we are in every respect like that little bird. Our world has burst asunder, and our church has burst asunder. And our religion has burst asunder. And we walk through life, our lives, in a cage. Little aware that there is an existence on the other side of those bars. An existence that is not explainable and cannot be explained to the one that is inside those bars. And when we try to put out arguments, actually the arguments are not so much to persuade those who are around and about us. The arguments that we present are mostly to hear ourselves talk, to hear ourselves preach, to hear ourselves sound intelligent. We're actually trying to persuade ourselves that what's in this cage is all right. And that's the way it is always going to be. And we use these crazy arguments, and they are crazy, in our effort to persuade ourselves that we can go and do as we please, it's going to be all right. My beloved people, it's not going to be all right. No matter how intelligent I am, no matter how many books I've read, no matter how many places I've been, no matter what it is I have ever experienced in life, one day it shall be that I shall meet up with someone who is beyond me. And that is absolutely the truth. And that someone that is beyond me, I am not going to be able to knock down with my silly, unimportant arguments. So, my beloved people, let us during these days of trouble, these days of discomfort, these days of utter confusion, let us resort to prayer. Let us resort to humility. Let us resort to trying to understand and trying to comprehend who it is that one day we shall have to face. This is an awesome thought, because up to now, I do not know what it is to face anybody that I cannot knock down with my argument. I can overcome anybody with my argument up to now. And I cannot comprehend, my pride will not let me, I cannot comprehend the possibility that there's going to be someone that I am not going to knock down, that I will have to face in humility and in fear and in trembling. That's where we are. And that's what we have to comprehend. We either believe what is true, or we don't believe what is true. It doesn't really matter in this present existence if we believe what is true or don't believe what is true. We can make a living out of that. We can certainly make a living out of that. And as far as the world goes, we can be successful. We can live a normal life as far as this world goes. But are we living for here? That's where we begin to part ways with the bird in the cage. Are we living only for what is here? We must pray with all of our might to the Holy Ghost. And our prayer must be absolutely and positively that the Holy Ghost will give me, give us, the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding to comprehend. I do not have any answer. So therefore, why do I presume to give answer? Why do I stand up against anyone who presents to me a logic that cannot be refuted? My beloved people, how often is our logic self-serving? How often do we turn things around and twist things around to fit our way of thinking so that we can be comfortable? And so we twist the truth. We tell ourselves, I don't see that that's outside. All I see is within the bars of this cage. This is life, and I am happy with it. And I keep telling myself how happy I am with it, how delighted I am with it, and that there is outside of this is only an imagination. Therefore, I shall not bother myself with this imagination, because the only reality there is that which is inside this cage. If that's what we want to accept, then we shall always enjoy, if you will, the reality of that which is inside that cage. And we will have nobody to blame but ourselves. And you want to know something? When we come to realize fully that which exists outside that cage, we will have nobody to blame but ourselves. And that all by itself is going to be perhaps one of our greatest punishments, the reality of our stubborn pride. My beloved people, it is in prayer and in holiness of life, honest, sincere, and absolute, genuine truth. This is what will give us the consolation that we truly need in these days of trouble and confusion. My beloved people.